Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the kitchen of the small house, halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rushcock. Vic is standing beside the gas stove, removing his hat and overcoat, having just this moment arrived home from the office. He seems a trifle agitated and is speaking sharply. Listen.
Who's in the other room?
Some dear old chums of you and mine.
Who are they?
Mr. and Mrs. Somebody and a friend of theirs from someplace.
Don't you know their names?
No, when Mom introduced her, she just said, "This is Rush." I believe she called him Bert and Winnie. Yeah, Bert and Winnie. The other lady,
well,
though, I never...
I'm going to Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah?
Me and Ike need something. Business trip to Plant 17. Leaving on the 4:30 train. I got to pack my valise.
Well, who's this nice man that dropped out of the sky?
Don't let him on it. I'm here, see?
What?
I'm going to Plant 17 on the 4:30 train. I can't get
Winnie
involved
Chugman's
in
this. Winnie Chugman's in the living room.
Who?
Winnie Chugman from Dixon. She's Mrs. Tyson now. Her and her husband and a cousin are passing through town.
Don't go away, Rush. I'm liable to need you. Kiddo, here's the setup. I'm going to Plant 17, and I'm in an awful hurry, taking the 4:30 train. I haven't got time to get involved in any living room crosstalk with your old pal, so why don't you
Where
take my
you
apologies? Plant 17.
Where is that?
Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, well, how long are you
going
to be gone?
Oh, just 2 days, maybe three. Ike Niesupfer is going with me. We only just got our orders from the boss half an hour ago. Look, why don't I slip on upstairs and get my valise and my other clothes?
You mean you're not even going to say hello to Winnie and her man?
Why should I? I don't even know Winnie and her man.
You don't know Winnie Chugman.
I just barely remember the name. Hey, I just can't stand
here.
Will
you march in that living room and speak to Winnie and her man?
Yes, and then that'd mean stalling around half an hour, grinning and mouthing and listening to junk like, I expected to see an older man. I understand you're in the kitchenware business, Mr. Gook. See, I've only got a few
minutes. March in the living room and say hello to Winnie and her man. What kind of...
Ike Niesupfer's out in back,
What?
Ike Niesupfer's out in back.
Ike Niesupfer's out in the back, say it. Ike Niesupfer's out in back. He's ready and waiting. I can't...
Well, Ike Niesupfer can...
Knock on the window, Rush. Knock on the window and holler. I'll be right with him.
Okay.
I'm going on upstairs, say it. You can tell
you
Jenny...
You can't go upstairs.
Why can't I go upstairs?
I'll be right with you.
What will Winnie and her man think of all this?
Why can't I go upstairs?
The young lady's up there.
What young lady?
Bert's cousin.
Bert's cousin? Well, who's Bert?
Oh, Bert is sake, Winnie's babe. Husband. This young lady cousin is a Miss Gag. She was all worn out from riding an automobile and asked if she could lay down on our bed a little bit and kind of rest
Rush,
up.
Run up and fetch me down my clothes.
Clothes?
My blue serge suit, some underwear, pajamas, socks, toothbrush, all the stuff that I need.
Or I suppose you want to...
Oh, dear, I'll go myself. I won't disturb the woman. I can take in...
No, she's laying on our bed.
Well, so what? If she's asleep, she won't even know
it. She might not even be asleep. You'd frighten her. Besides, she's unlaced her shoes and loosened her collar. A strange man comes stomping
in... Babe, my train leaves in a little better than a quarter of an hour. Ike Niesupfer is outside waiting for me. Surely you wouldn't knock an important business trip into a cocktail.
Tell me what it is you want from upstairs. I'll go.
My blue serge suit, my toothbrush. Wait a minute, that's not all.
Winnie and her man sitting in the living room with their teeth in their mouth and us all out in the kitchen.
I want my blue serge suit, my toothbrush, my valise, the
Rush,
handkerchief.
Go entertain Mr. and Mrs. What did I say Winnie's married name was?
I don't know. I don't know.
Tyson?
Please.
Go entertain him.
Entertain him?
Talk with him. Start up some nice little conversation. Where are you going?
Be right there, Jack.
The name is Tyson?
Yes.
I'll strike up a jolly chat.
Hey, surely you appreciate the
importance. All right, all right. What all you want?
It'd be so much easier and quicker if I could go upstairs.
The young lady's removed some of her things.
I want my blue serge suit. I want a change or two of underwear.
Well, give me your pencil.
A pencil?
So I can write stuff down. Oh, ish, Vic.
Well, Mr. Tyson, has it been a silly day?
You don't need any pencil, Sadie. You can remember what I need.
Wouldn't hurt you to at least go in and say hello to Winnie and her man.
My blue serge suit, a change or two of underwear, socks, pajamas, valise.
Wash rag?
What?
You want a wash rag, won't you?
No.
Sure.
Porter will give me a wash rag.
Porter?
Porter on the train. I'll give him a dime and he'll give me a wash rag.
Would you rather have your own lovely wash rag?
No.
Ah, well, there is a nice mad rich.
Oh, what must they think? They know you're out here.
Will you go get my stuff, please?
Blue serge suit, toothpaste, underwear, socks, handkerchief, shirt,
You
police.
Know what I need for a 2 or 3 day trip out of town, see?
Dubuque, Iowa, you're going.
Huh? Yes.
Where are you going to eat your supper?
On the train.
Want Rush to fix your lunch?
I do not want Rush to fix me any lunch.
It's just as easy as not toss an orange and a banana.
I do not want Rush to fix me any lunch. I do not want Rush to fix me any lunch. Will you go get my stuff, please?
Mr. and Miss Tyson think they better leave pretty quick, Ma.
See? They're going to leave.
Oh.
Be right with you, people. What are they doing?
Sitting on the Davenport looking glum and wondering what the heck is going on out here and straining their ears.
Please.
All right. How many shirts you want?
I don't care.
Three?
Yes.
I bet you'd get away if you could just about bite my head off.
I tried to strike up a jolly conversation about the weather, but Mr. and Miss Tyson just looked
call
at me.
Call a taxi cab.
Taxi cab?
Yes.
Taxi cab telephone number is 6759J?
Look it up.
I'm pretty sure it's 6759J.
Look it up.
I might as well try 6759J. 6759J, please. Yes.
Be right with Jack.
I think every time you hammer on the window and holler, be right with you, Ike, it puzzles the people in another room.
Ike is sitting in the garbage box.
I wish to order a taxi cab, please. The Gook residence on Virginia Avenue. That's right, Gook.
Right away.
Right away. All right. Be along without delay. Mm-hmm. Wish I was going with you to Dubuque. Mm-hmm. Taking off your shoes? Oh, I see. Removing your clothes preparatory to putting on your other one. Well, sir, I don't know what that's a good idea. You not only save time, but you also take advantage.
The telephone is ringing.
Good old defendable strike while iron is hot, trustworthy Bruce's junk. Hello? Yes. We got a
what?
Bluetooth Johnson.
Oh.
How are you, Bluetooth? Mighty glad to hear it. Me? Couldn't be better, Bluetooth. Couldn't be better. When tonight? Delighted, Bluetooth. Delighted. Why don't you come past and holler for me after supper? Fine. Fine, Bluetooth. You bet. Goodbye.
Oh, got it not in my shoestring.
It happened. Good old reliable won't take no for an answer. Bluetooth Johnson and myself playing.
Telephone is ringing.
Why, George, so it is. How's that old saying go? It never rains while iron is hot. No, that's not right. The goose that laid the golden egg after the horse was stolen is the straw that broke.
You answer the telephone, please, Rush. Will you answer the telephone?
I'm going to.
It's a harsh world.
Oh? Yes. Gov.
You for me?
No. Well, why did you say Gov? Just wanted to inform you this is Vernon Sagos on the way.
How
are you, fellow old fella? That's great, fella. Fine, fella. Fine, fella. I am a fine fella.
Oh.
No, you're all twisted around, fella. I didn't say I am a fine fella. I said fine fella, meaning fine fella. Yeah. Okay, fella. You bet, fella. Go on, fella.
Look here, fella. I've had just about enough of this.
Hi, Winnie. So sorry about all this confusion. You and Bert have taken one more minute.
Winnie and Bert act awful dismal and cranky sitting there on the Davenport. I attempted to strike up a jolly conversation.
Here you are.
Quite normal.
Yes, make room, will you?
I expect you people.
Who's that on the phone?
Good old never say die, you scratch my back and I'll...
I suppose you're at least coming in to say goodbye.
Let me tell you goodbye now. I simply can't get involved in any game.
How soon does your train go?
15 minutes.
You told me 15 minutes, half an hour ago.
I like to give myself ample leeway when I go away on a train.
Want Rush to fix your lunch?
No.
Toss an orange and a banana in a sack.
No.
Or put your wash rag in the inner pocket of your valise.
Don't want any wash rag.
Sure you want a wash rag.
Porter will give me a wash rag.
Who?
Porter on the train. He'll give me a wash rag. I'll give him a dime and he'll give me a wash rag. Porter.
Well, I have to get back to my company.
Uh-huh. Well, just before I leave, I'll holler. You come out a minute and tell me goodbye.
That one ring.
Answer.
Good old reliable down to heel boots with Johnson again, right, George? Hello? Yes?
Anybody for me?
Yes, I believe he is. One second.
Yeah. Who is it?
Lady.
What lady?
Never placed the voice.
Mm-hmm. I'd better get back in the living room, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Hammer Street.
The office.
Yes.
Oh, is that a fact? I see. Yeah. Okay, Miss Hammer Street. What? The reason you couldn't get in touch with Mr. Niestoffer, he's out in the alley behind my house here. Yeah, I'll tell him, Miss Hennessy. No, I won't be back down anymore today. No. Okay. Goodbye, Miss Hennessy. Yeah.
What's the matter?
Office called Dubuque in the long-distance telephone and found out the guys Ike and I were going to go see her in New York City.
Oh. Where are you going?
Windy.
to bed.
No go, I. Every time Gov does that, Mr. and Mrs. Tyson jump a yard off in the Davenport.
He don't understand me, Chief. Go out, George, and tell him.
Okay.
Then the office called a Duke long distance and found out Gus Price and L. Wiley Fapper in New York City.
Okay.
Now you can come visit with the people.
Sure, Jenny Bryce.
Bert and Winnie Tyson. Will you come in and talk and be nice? They're leaving in just a little bit. Will you come? Winnie! Look! Here's Victor!
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. But be sure to come along when we visit Dick and Tate the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.